time for Sarah. Sarah Knight Adamson. She's our Hollywood 360 national movie critic, and each week she reviews a new film release. Sarah, take it away.
Hi, Carl, and hello to all our listeners out there. Tonight, I'm going to talk about a movie that's playing now in theaters, Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. The film takes place in the 1950s London. A widowed cleaning lady, Mrs. Harris, played by Leslie Manville, falls in love with a Christian Dior dress. She decides she's going to find a way to buy one.
You dare to follow your dreams, Mrs. Harris. Bravo.
This is not possible. Not at all.
Where are you going, Mrs. Harris?
To see the boss. Mrs. Harris, these are for you from Monsieur Le Marquis.
I've spent too long on my own wishing my life away. You don't want to do the same thing.
This is your chance.
Isabella Rupert stars as a snobby Dior executive. The bottom line, Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris is more than just wanting a new dress. It's about pursuing your dreams under the most impossible circumstances. Leslie Manville's excellent performance is the reason to view the film. Her virtues of kindness and empathy are front and center. Next up, The Last Movie Stars. It's streaming now on HBO Max.
When they first married, she just won the Oscar. She's the star.
But we're just beautiful people with beautiful problems.
And then the trajectory just changed.
Beautiful problems, God knows we...
Nobody understands anybody else's relationships. Only the two people who are involved know what binds that relationship together.
Here's an excellent six-part documentary series on the life of Joanne Woodward and Paul Newman. I cannot rave enough about this in-depth look at their devoted love and incredible film careers. I really love this series. Thanks so much for listening in tonight. I'm Sarah Knight Adamson, your national film and TV critic. For Sarah's Backstage Pass, and I'll see you next week.